You're perfect, exactly as you are. You don't need to change. There's nothing to do and nowhere to go. It's already here. You're already perfect. Living in Quantum Love with Devra Laval will, in very simple terms, help you to understand that you are not who or what you believe yourself to be. Devra will share her own direct experiences, as well as interviewing enlightened guests who help shed light on our misunderstandings and limited beliefs to reveal the truth that we already are and have never left.
Welcome to Living in Quantum Love. The theme of today's show is When Angels Play Poker. This is Devra Laval, your host, and you're listening to Living in Quantum Love, which is on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Thursday at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern, which is 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Listen online or on your mobile devices. And to learn more, go to dreamvision7radio.com for a full schedule. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is the media partner for the Omega Institute. So hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Devra Laval, and I'm thrilled to share with you the limitless love that we all are. My guest today is author and holistic practitioner Maura O'Leary, who lives in the suburbs of Boston and has recently released her first novel, and that's called When Angels Play Poker, that we'll be talking about today. In May, Maura was awarded the Book of the Year for Spirituality by Pacific Book Review. And it is said in a recent interview, or it was quoted, that When Angels Play Poker is an endearing novel that will certainly bring a smile to everyone's faces. It's great for readers who want to read books which are spiritual, but also lighthearted and funny. O'Leary's book would be perfect for fans of Mitch Albom's and other inspirational books about spirituality. She has also recently won the award as featured short story at the Novel Writing Festival for her piece, Becoming Fearless. And Maura believes she was divinely guided to write her first book, and she's just starting to work on book number two in the three-part Angel series. This should be fun today. So when Maura's not writing, she runs her own company, and she's a founding member of HolisticCampus.com, a site for healing practitioners. And I did a bit more digging and came across some additional information about my next guest. Maura has been working in the following specialties and has been trained by some of the best teachers in the New England area and beyond. She's a Reiki Level 2 practitioner, and her specialty is distance healing. She's an angel messenger and does readings using various angel card decks. Her gift is clairvoyance, and she's very comfortable talking with the angels. Maura is also trained in mediumship and able to connect with loved ones on the other side. In Maura's own words, she shared that throughout her life, she's always been an intuitive, starting as a young girl. She was nicknamed the Mojo because of her heightened sense of awareness and accurate predictions. So, welcome, Maura. I'm thrilled to have you on my show today.
Thank you, Devra. What a wonderful introduction. I'm thrilled to be here, too, with you.
Well, it's great.
And with your listeners.
Yeah, it's really wonderful what you've been up to. This is terrific. I think we're going to have a lot of fun today.
I think so, too. I hope
so. Yeah. Maura, could you share any personal experiences you've had with angels? And what specifically got you started on your interest in, you know, the work with angels and so on?
Right. So since I've been a little girl, I've always felt them around me. And always, when I was younger, I always felt I had cherubs around me. And through various things in my life, based on things I've gone through, I've always known that they've been there to guide me, because, you know, there have been challenging times, and when I look back, I realize they had to be there to help me through it. And so when I was young, I'd pray to them, I'd talk to them, and I got very comfortable always knowing that they were around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, but as to how I got into moving forward with the book, it wasn't something I intended necessarily to do. I actually was away in Maine over 5 years ago, taking a break from work and just trying to relax and unplug. And I brought a journal with me, but just to write, just to kind of have random thoughts, because I love to write. And while I was there, out of nowhere, this whole book just started downloading through me. And I wrote 4 chapters while I was there. I had to stop because my hands started hurting so much. But it was unbelievable. I never went up with the intention of writing an angel book or this book or a message about this. And it came through. And I realized when that was happening that it was almost like automatic writing. But I realized I was divinely guided to write it. Which was, you know, a bit overwhelming, but wonderful at the same time.
That's beautiful. So it's amazing the way that unfolded.
Oh, it was. And when I got home, I wrote 2 more chapters. I couldn't get it out of my head. And I constantly was hearing these conversations and seeing visuals and how everything was to play out. And then I stopped, just because I was overwhelmed. Because just so you know, Deborah, I had never written a book before. I had never even written a short story.
Wow.
No. And I can write.
Fascinating, yeah.
Yeah, no, I can write. And people through my lifetime had said, you need to write because you write in such an inspiring, emotional way. But this came out of nowhere, and I just followed it. And I stopped it. You know, 6 chapters. I mean, I never done dialogue, never been trained on how to do that. And there I was writing the book with all sorts of dialogue in it. And then I went and stopped and had about 5 different people that didn't know me well, so beta readers. I gave them the 6 chapters and I said, please read this, please be critical and, you know, honest. And they all came back and said, you need to keep writing this. So it took 5 years overall to get it done. But then I got blessed to have it published. It's been incredible.
Well, I love the title, When Angels Play Poker. That is really cool. And I guess we'll be getting into that now. I'd like to hear about that title, When Angels Play Poker. What was the inspiration behind this book?
So when I first started writing it, and I had this vision about it was to have a poker game piece in it. The title originally was Sometimes Even Angels Play Poker. That was the original title.
Okay.
And then one day I woke up randomly in the morning and all of a sudden this title, When Angels Play Poker, just make it a statement. I said, okay. So I changed it and I'm glad I did, because I think when I do book signings, I see people pick it up and smile and laugh, mm-hmm. and then they want to read about it more. You know, and if you'd like, I mean, I can talk to you about a little bit about the book.
Oh, I would. Yeah, I really want to hear about that.
Yeah, so, it's overall the book is about how you're loved from above every day. That's the overall theme of it.
I want to say
how you're loved. How you're loved from above every day by angels.
That's so beautiful. I wanted everybody to hear that.
Yeah, and I knew from above that was what I was to share.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I wrote it, though, I obviously came from a different angle about it. I made it light and funny, but also with that important message throughout mm-hmm. the whole book. So the book starts with somebody who was an edgy con artist here on Earth, and he had gotten himself into a high-end retirement home. He kind of pushed his way in there. Yeah, high-end retirement home. And he was quite proud of himself. And and in the first weekend he was there, he met some really good-looking chick, and he was like, "Wow, this is getting better by the day." So he went back to his room to get ready because he was going to go out on a date with her, and he dropped out of a heart attack. And when he dropped out of a heart attack, and he ended up in heaven, his first reaction was kind of like, what's going on? Why am I here? And he came, and then, you know, so we came across a little bit more edgy overall, but he ends up getting assigned to his brother's girlfriend, somebody he didn't know, and somebody okay. who was the complete opposite of who he was on Earth. So he was this really edgy guy, always getting into something, going out to the clubs and getting involved in all sorts of stuff. And Maura was this very vanilla, straight-laced, boring, every day's the same type of person. So he gets assigned to her, and at one point he goes to a senior angel and he says, "Can't do this. It's so boring." And they said, "No, there's reasons for you to be assigned, because you need to look after her, and she's with your brother, and that's your assignment." He said, "Well, you got to help me out. This is like watching paint dry." So he was told that angels, when they're waiting for something to happen and things get a little boring, angels can play poker in heaven together.
Oh,
it's not for money. It's actually for Roman coins, not for money at all. It's not gambling. It's more the collaboration and community of togetherness. So anyways, he then becomes a very good poker player because he's so bored. And he ends up in a championship game. And the championship game is with some very key people around the table. And it gets pretty intense. And he stops watching what's going on Earth. And it goes from there. I won't share anything more.
Oh.
But,
well, I know it's your name, Maura, and the character, Maura.
Yeah. I kind of went into that a little bit backwards, but I was able to get the author name, MauraO'Leary.com. So then I just went ahead and kept it with Maura in the book. But it's fiction. It's
right.
not my life story or anything, but
okay, yeah. But it's really great stuff. Now that what would draw you to that? Like, what would draw you to deal with these angels in heaven? Like, I love the angels.
Oh, absolutely. No, and like I said, when I got all of this downloaded, I mean, the first angel that came through to me was Jimmy. And he talked nonstop about what was going on up there. And a lot of the other angels in the book are key people that were in Maura's life that are now in heaven, and Jimmy has to work with them and know them. But I think there's a very interesting piece that I put in the book about who you're watched over every day. And we're all watched over by, you know, the ascended masters, the archangels and angels, but obviously people want to know that they're watched over by their family too, and they think that they are.
Right.
And in some cases they are, but in the book I put a little bit of a different twist. I mean, he didn't know who Maura was on the earth plane.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up, there was a reason he ended up getting assigned, which is in the book. But it's an interesting concept, and people have noticed that and, mm-hmm. and commented on it. So, and other people love the fact they're like, you know, are they really playing poker up in heaven. And
I know. I was thinking, yeah, well, that's, yeah. That's very
But, you know, I know, but for me, Deborah, and I think people who do some of the work with angels will say, and when you do mediumship as well, I've never come across as, you know, a higher being that's in any way unhappy. They're just full of joy and love and happiness. And I see them in my head sometimes even dancing and just, you know, and when I, you know, connect with them, they want everyone down here to know that they are just full of joy and love, and they want to share that back with us here.
That's so beautiful. That's so important for people to hear more, because, you know, a lot of people don't feel that way. And so for you to bring that to us, I think it's a real gift today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, and I'm grateful that they've chosen me to spread this message too. So.
Yeah, it's a real gift. Now, I don't want to give away anything in your book's ending, but just even go a little deeper to what is this book about?
Yeah, it's about, it has many different levels. As I said, it's, you know, the overall theme is about being loved from above by angels every day, but the other pieces of it are, it's about the different characters. It's about Jimmy and how he evolves while he's in heaven and learns how to become, you know, a less edgy, more caring person while he's up in heaven.
We still have to learn a lot when we get to heaven.
Yes. And he comes in, he's assigned as a level one angel. And he's a level one because, you know, there were things he did on earth that were not the best. But he can learn and learn from those mistakes while he's in heaven and move up over time. And he, you know, is also being assigned to this woman to help her through as well and learn how to do that, to learn how to care. So it's about Jimmy and how he evolves, but it's also about Maura and Bob, who are the couple down on earth, and what goes on with their relationship. What I loved about doing this was when it comes to the point where Jimmy's all about the poker game and he stops watching what's going on earth, something important happened and all these other angels come forward.
Okay.
As a team.
We're not going to tell that today, is that right?
Right, we're not. But we're just going to say that others come forward.
Okay.
And help out.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Oh, it's really intriguing. I mean, it's really intriguing, this book.
Yeah, and it's what's been amazing is how much, when I wrote it, was more like, wow, I got a book out and I hope people understand the message and I hope some people like it and resonates. And it's been amazing to see the different groups that have come forward and said how much it's helped them too. So,
well, that's it even, it's bringing that forth is really quite a gift. I mean, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
You truly are gifted, intuitive. And another thought, does everyone have an angel? I know people would like to hear some of that kind of thing.
Yes.
Does everybody, they do. Everyone has an angel, whether it be...
Everybody has a guardian angel when they're born, and that our guardian angel stays with them every day. But in addition to having a guardian angel, you have other angels that help you out. Lorna Byrne, who is somebody I absolutely love that's from Ireland, and I don't know if you've read any of her books.
Yes, I know
Lorna
Byrne.
Yeah, so she brings up a beautiful phrase. She calls it unemployed angels. And so that they're waiting. They're waiting for us to ask for help. And, you know, I get visuals that there's ones there that are experts on certain things, whether it's your computer or, you know, a health issue, or there's just many different ways, including helping you park.
Kind of like St. Anthony, who helps you find things.
Yes, Yes, absolutely. So you can go to your archangels, like your saints, and ask for help. But I know that they're there for us in those different ways, and there's angels and archangels that help with health. But there's also ones that are just lower level, regular angels that are there to help in any way they can. At least that's my belief. One, different ways that they communicate with us. I'll give you one that I love, and it's in the book too. Is they, at least for me, and I know it's true with others, they love to communicate through music. If they can identify, if they can make you identify a particular song and know it's them sending you messages because that song was something that your mom and dad loved, or it's a song that was at your wedding, or whatever it might be that clicks for you, that says, ooh, you know, that's something I remember from my childhood, or when my dad's song that he used to sing, then that will come through.
So we'll be taking a short break. Thank you for that. But we'll be taking a short break right now. And to find out more about my guest, Maura O'Leary, or to reach her, please visit MauraO'Leary.com. I invite you to write me with any questions, requests, or comments. Simply write at info@devalavelle.com. That's info@devalavelle.com. And I invite anyone who's interested in helping me to put a feature film based on my first book to visit my patreon.com homepage to find out about all the projects that I have planned. And you can donate as little as $1, $5, or $20, and you'll receive some amazing gifts in return. So just visit patreon.com/DevaLavelle.
Without you in my life.
Male or female, we all age and would love to look and feel our best. There are ways to sharpen our brains and smooth our skin. Nerium International, through True Botanicals, real science and proven results, have created a holistic line of anti-aging products for skin, body, and mind, holistically reversing and preventing the aging process. For a free sample, go to wellness.nerium.com and call and text Stephen at 1-604-603-5477.
If the challenges of these times we're in are weighing on you and you feel disillusioned and not supported, even after years of personal growth work and spiritual practices, then working privately with spiritual coach Devra Lavelle will give you the insights, perspectives, and tools to navigate through the challenges. So to become more grounded in the love that you already are, write to Devra at info@devralavelle.com. Are you suffering with pain? Do you have concerns about your bones? Or are you trying to slow down the aging process? Then listen up. Dr. Oz said this is the future of medicine. Pulsed electromagnetic frequencies. To find out more about a natural way to help the body heal itself, contact JP at 604-603-5477 or go to Devra Lavelle's homepage and click on the link to his website.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With a 40-year track record, pioneering holistic studies, and helping more than a million people find a deeper sense of purpose, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for an integrated approach to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone, to Living in Quantum Love here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Heard every Thursday at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Pacific. Today's show title is When Angels Play Poker. And hello again to my guest, author Maura O'Leary, and we're speaking about angels and how we can recognize them in our lives. And we're talking about Maura's book coming up. So here we go. So Maura, welcome back. And
thank you.
I would like to hear more about how can we recognize the angels in our lives?
That's a great question, Deborah. And there's various ways. What I was talking about a little time ago was one key area is music and hearing songs that you can identify with. But the angels are always trying to get through to us.
Okay.
Because they want us to know they're there for us every day and they're sending love. So various ways are pennies.
Pennies?
And feather, pennies. Yeah, pennies and dimes.
Yes, like pennies.
Yeah,
okay.
Like the coins.
Yeah.
See, they're worth something.
Uh-huh.
They're still worth something. But no, they send through shiny pennies,
okay,
and or shiny dimes. And anytime you continually see them, that's their way of saying, I'm with you, pay attention to this, I've got your back, I agree. I look for them all the time. Another thing is the sequence of numbers, 111, 222, 333, that's, you know, et cetera. That's another way. When you ask your angels, they'll send you messages in different ways. It can also be animals or birds. And a lot of times it connects if you're, you know, thinking about a loved one that's passed and you constantly keep seeing, let's say, a red cardinal or another bird or some sort of an animal that relates to your parent or to a friend, etc., then that's
right.
Them. Coming through, mm-hmm. saying, hey, I'm here. So,
wow.
And for me in my world, I am so blessed that it's not every day, but I'm opened enough. And I'd like to say to everyone on listening in, keep yourself opened and don't dismiss something. If
mm-hmm.
you think, well, that was crazy. That didn't
right.
just happen. It did. And that's them trying to come through. So,
that's really good advice for people, because people feel sometimes like, oh, there's nobody there for me, or, but they just have to look.
No, and they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they do. And that will, once you open yourself up to that, it's a whole new world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole new world of assurance and love and protection and, and I say, even to those that are like, yeah, I heard that before, but that doesn't really happen for me, or I really don't believe in this,
uh-huh.
then honestly, I go back to the simplest thing, and that is, and it's holiday season, so
right.
pick me up
yeah.
on this. You go to the mall, you're in a rush, it's a zoo, and you're trying to find a parking spot. And you're just going to jump in and out. You just need a quick spot.
Mm-hmm.
Ask an angel to find you a spot.
Okay.
And I'm telling you right now, you will be so happy you did that, because they will not have you in the far 50-yard line, you know, parked way out. They'll have you close. They'll do whatever you ask.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've done it many times.
I get very
exact.
Yeah. That's great.
So.
I love the parking.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
I often go to St. Anthony, the finder of lost objects.
Yes, yes, and I do that, and my mom used to do that. And
yeah.
And I will, you know, I'll ask St. Anthony, but now I also ask those that have passed along. I'm like, can you come in and help me find whatever it is? I'll know who to ask. You know, certain people do certain things better than others, but
are they here? The ones that were here, you'll be
yes.
asking, right? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Well, this is good information,
so.
Everybody that are listening today. Get your pen and paper ready. finding out what.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear people to give you feedback. You know, wow, you know, I always do see the red cardinal, or I start seeing pennies out of nowhere, and you know, and found out there was significance. And to me, it's the music. And I can tell you, I know specific songs that go to specific people up in heaven, including God. There is a song by Billy Joel that I had come on the radio at a very critical time in my life, and I was really distraught about a decision I had to make, and I honestly felt that God would lose his faith in me, I was questioning if he was there for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the song that came through was Matter of Trust by Billy Joel.
Wow.
And any time I hear that song, which we know, you know, it's not a top 40 hit right now, but it's, you know, it's a great song. So it's random, right, that you would hear it. When I hear it, I stop everything because I know it's God sending through a message.
Makes a person want to cry, I think.
Trust me, when I hear it, I cry.
Because
it's that powerful for me, because I know without a doubt that. And if you listen to the words of that song, it's beautiful. And it all talks about, no matter what you've gone through, it's a matter of trust.
A matter of trust? That's the title?
Yep, Matter of Trust by Billy Joel.
Okay. Maybe our listeners would like to, you know, take note of that too, because, you know.
Yes.
We need all
Yeah, and look up the words. Yes. Look up the words, because I did that afterwards and was like, wow. Oh. And, you know, anyways.
Well, this
that's
is good.
That's just an example of music.
No, it's great. It's really good to have that, because sometimes, you know, even if you follow gurus or whatever, you feel lost, feel a little bit lost.
Yes.
These mantras aren't really working. Of course, they are.
Right.
We feel things, and to be able to feel things, I think, is very important and very affirming for our life, really.
Yes.
So this
and
is
to
really
ask nice. And to ask angels. I mean, that's what it really comes down to, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you are you're just feeling that you don't have their backing, or you're feeling alone. Ask angels for help. Ask angels, mm-hmm. you know, to give you guidance.
Right. Yeah.
And it just, you know, obviously pray to, you know, whoever you believe in and the higher masters, etc. But just every day, ask the angels for help. And for me, because of how open I am and how blessed I am with the gifts I've been given, every night before I go to bed, I make sure I say a prayer of gratefulness, too.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Even if it was the parking spot of the day, you know, it's important to do that. It's important to circle it around and acknowledge, like, I noticed that today. Thank you.
Yeah.
So.
This is really wonderful.
You
mentioned that your book is a result of automatic writing. And could you talk a little bit more about that for us?
Sure. Yeah. I had never had it happen before. But
mm-hmm.
automatic writing is when it just flows through you.
Right.
And there's no stopping it. It's like a freight train coming through. And I can honestly say that. I mean, I wrote 4 chapters and had to stop because my hand hurt, because I was doing it longhand. And
that is
the way I write. I don't type. I think you lose something when you type. So
yeah.
I do write longhand. And then I go on and edit it and do it in a typer, you know, in my computer, etc. But, and it's like I couldn't keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
It just kept coming down in these visions and the words to write, the dialogue to write.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wish I could say, well, I sat up there and I meditated and pondered and wrote a couple of lines. And then I said, no, this was like, bam, it came through. And as it was coming through, because I had never done automatic writing before, you know, I realized something was happening and something different. Mm-hmm. And then I just said, go with this. Just keep writing. And so automatic writing is just letting go, letting yourself, and it could happen after you meditate. You could meditate, and if all of a sudden you feel this urge to write certain things down, do that, because that's coming from above. Mm-hmm. That's coming from an ascended master or your guide or somebody that wants to get something through. And when I look at this book, I know I sent you a copy. I'll tell you one of the beautiful things at the end of the book. So the book got done, and then I was getting it published, which I was overwhelmed and so grateful for. That was a sign in itself. But just before I sent it to the publisher, so it's, you know, completely done, I sat on my sofa and I said a prayer to God, and I said, okay, really? Are you really having me do this? And then I went kind of in a panic attack. I said, what if somebody doesn't play poker or doesn't like the angels or gets upset the angels are playing poker or they don't get into the relationship and they don't get the message of the book? Do you really want me to do this? And why am I doing it? And what came back is on the back of the hardcover because it was so powerful. Literally, this came through. This is a perfect example of automatic writing.
Mm-hmm.
This came through. Every day, God sends you love, miracles, and messages. And it's up to you to see, hear, and accept them. Wow. And I cried after that came through because it was so powerful. It sent chills throughout my body. I knew it was from above. And I knew I had to do something with that. So I put it on the back of the book.
Wow. That is powerful. That is so powerful. Well, we're going to have a short commercial break coming up, Maura. So if you wish to contact Maura, you can do so by visiting her website, mauraoleary.com, or just go to my Living in Quantum Love Dream Vision 7 homepage to see her webpage links. See you after the break.
Male or female, we all age and would love to look and feel our best. There are ways to sharpen our brains and smooth our skin. Nerium International, through True Botanicals, real science and proven results, have created a holistic line of anti-aging products for skin, body, and mind, holistically reversing and preventing the aging process. For a free sample, go to wellness.nerium.com and call and text Stephen at 1-604-603-5477.
What if everything that you've been taught about who you are and what life is has been untrue? Join Devra Laval, host of Living in Quantum Love, where she'll explore and dissect the limiting beliefs and wrong understandings that have only served to keep us not only separate from one another, but from our own selves. Living in Quantum Love can be heard every Thursday at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Join Devra and take a leap to freedom.
If the challenges of these times we're in are weighing on you and you feel disillusioned and not supported, even after years of personal growth work and spiritual practices, then working privately with spiritual coach Devra Laval will give you the insights, perspectives, and tools to navigate through the challenges. So to become more grounded in the love that you already are, write to Devra at info@devralaval.com. Are you suffering with pain? Do you have concerns about your bones? Or are you trying to slow down the aging process? Then listen up. Dr. Oz said this is the future of medicine. Pulsed electromagnetic frequencies. To find out more about a natural way to help the body heal itself, contact JP at 604-603-5477 or go to Devra Laval's homepage and click on the link to his website.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Deborah Laval on Dream Vision 7 Radio, and you're listening to Living in Quantum Love. And today's topic is When Angels Play Poker, and my wonderful guest is Maura O'Leary. Hello, and welcome back, Maura.
Hi, Deborah. Nice to
be
back.
Wonderful to have you back. It's very exciting. Each section, it's like, oh, everybody get your pen and pencil. You don't want to miss anything Maura's saying here today. It's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
And just a couple more questions, Maura.
Sure.
What I was wondering about is, have you ever had a near-death kind of experience? Have you ever gone back to the angels yourself? Just curious.
No, and that's what makes this so amazing, because I have absolute visuals about it.
Right.
I haven't gone back, and I haven't had a near-death experience. But they've opened me up to see a lot now.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this book, When Angels Play Poker, is the first in a series of three books. And so there's two more books coming out. And I have to start the second one, I'm hoping, in the new year. That's the plan anyways. But I can tell you that I'm already getting, you know, a visual and of how it's all supposed to unfold, especially for the third book. And I can't wait for that one. That's going to have a lot of visual and a lot of information about heaven.
Wow. Yeah, that's with a third one, yeah. Sometimes a third one's even more powerful than any of them, you know?
Yeah, and the second one's going to be, I want to say the second one is almost like a transitional one, per se.
Uh-huh.
But, and I'm like, okay, can we just get through that? Because I really want to talk about the third one.
I know.
And yes, it will all come together in the third book, too. So, yeah, so it is interesting for me. And I've watched seminars and read some books, like Dying to Be Me by Anita, etc., about the, you know, the past life experience, and I mean not past life, but the near death experience. But I myself didn't go through that.
Right. Wow, that's quite incredible. So what is what would you say your main message that you'd like your readers to get from this book to start with?
Yeah, I would say for them to open themselves up to believing that angels are with you every day, to ask for their help every day, to talk to them every day, and know that you're so loved from above. I mean, that in today's world, in today's environment, with all that's going on, I'm being told that very strongly, that it's all about love and to share it and know it and feel it from above. And that's coming from Mary, and it's, you know, and Jesus and God, as well as your loved ones on the other side who want you to know, for all those that are also listening who have lost someone,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you don't get a sign, or you're very worried because you want to know they're okay, they are absolutely safe and sound.
Exactly.
And they're, any pain they were in is gone. They are just overjoyed to be there. But I heard from one person say to me, which I thought was the most beautiful thing, it was a daughter who said to her mom, "Look, I know you miss me, and I know I'm not there, and it's awful, but guess what? I have the coolest job up here. I get to watch you every day, and you know I wasn't doing that when I was down on earth. I wasn't with you every day."
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, she was a teenager, and she was always all over the place and not around as much as... And that's true in our lives, right? You can't be with everybody every day, but in heaven, they can. They can watch over you every day.
Wow, that's so good to hear. I just lost somebody yesterday.
It is, and they definitely want everyone to know whatever they were suffering from, that's all gone away.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a much, you know, it's truly, Deborah, about our souls. When we come down here, it's like this jacket of a body that's put over our souls. And then when we die, our soul is released back into heaven. So,
yeah.
You know, and,
so
and
all,
they're up there shining their light and their love back down on us.
Yeah, so. Sure. I know, the whole night I just lay there feeling her, you know, deeply with me. And
That's beautiful that you can do that, because a lot of people can't, and they can't feel it, and then they question it.
Right, yeah. Well, I think what you're giving them is really, really terrific and really helpful, and I just love it. And another little question. Do these angels, I guess they do have personalities, do they? I mean, like, what's your take on that?
Yeah, so clearly when you read this book, Jimmy's got a bigger-than-life personality.
Right. I remember Jimmy.
It's a great question to ask. So the answer to that is they are exactly the same as when you knew them down here. They've got the same personality of what you would know. I mean, when I do mediumship work, when the people come through, I can describe what they look like, but I also can sometimes I can pick up even the way they talk with a particular accent or a particular saying they have. And then that's evidential mediumship that comes through and they're like, yeah. You know, my dad always used to wear that hat, and, you know, and somebody else might say, yeah, that's the way my dad really talked. So they have the same personality up there, but maybe with a little bit more love around it, you know. So
the same personality. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good for people to know, too, because.
Right. But to the point about having more love around them, what I mean by that is that, not everybody was a saint here on earth, right? Not everybody had a great relationship.
Uh-huh.
And they, for those people, are like, yeah, there wasn't a lot of love going on there when they were here.
Right.
Then I would say to you, know this, they're over in heaven and they're in school. I believe they're in school. They're in different platforms to learn about what they needed, they didn't, you know, what they didn't do down here that they need to learn more about.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're all. So your soul is always evolving, and becoming a higher vibration.
Right.
Wow. I don't know if that makes sense, but
it totally makes sense.
I would say that's something also to think about and know and. You know, it's just that I think that brings some comfort to people, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's beautiful. Oh. It's beautiful. Now, you were, I was interested just about the intuitive part of you, what mm-hmm. that came out when you were a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can tell you that when I was very young, I would just know things. And when you're really young as a child, you're very open. It's only as we get older that, you know, things close down or people say, you're crazy, that's crazy talk or whatever. But I can give you one example, and it actually did make me shut down for a long time, was when I was about somewhere between 8 and 10, I got off the bus and was walking home to my house, and I clearly felt my grandmother next to me saying hello and saying, I'm okay now.
Beautiful.
And but then I walked in my house, and, you know, my mother had been there all day. I didn't know what was going on. And I walked in the house and said, Mom, I'm so sorry that Nana died. Well, my mother didn't know Nana died.
Oh.
And I was sent to my room. Mm-hmm. And then 2 hours later, she got a call that my grandmother had died right around the time that I walked in the house.
Wow.
Which I'm sure unsettled her.
Sure.
But it made me, as a sensitive child, mm-hmm. feel awful that yeah. I had just blurted this out, thinking it was like known fact.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so over time, I think I kind of let life take over, and I put this all in the back of my, you know, I just shelved it, even mm-hmm. though over the time. So, but then all through my life, including you mentioned about me being named the Mojo, people would say, you know, you're so intuitive, and things would happen,
uh-huh.
and all positive. And so I want to say, I can tell you that once I knew this book was going to come out, I did step back and I said, who's more O'Leary? No one's going to know who you are. You've got to get some credibility. And I started with getting the angel card readings and getting certified in that. But then kind of by accident, I went to a beginner's mediumship class, okay. and then things just took off from there, which was unbelievable. So,
that's incredible.
So I'm certified in that, and I'm actually now a Reiki master. I just got my master level a couple of weeks ago. So,
congratulations!
Thank you. I love doing all this work, Devra, but the Reiki, I have this gift for that too. So,
yeah. Well, you have so many gifts, Mara. But I just wanted to, we've only got a short time left, and I just want to hear what one thought you'd like, well, not just one thought, a couple of thoughts. I'll cut it off where we have to. But a couple of thoughts, some of them might be about, you know, where your book is and that and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and anything you might want to say.
Sure.
And, yeah.
So I would like to let everyone know that my book is available at Barnes & Noble online and offline, as well as Amazon. You can get it on Amazon, the Kindle version, softcover, or hardcover. And the Kindle version and the hardcover should be on sale through the end of the holiday season. So I just want to let everyone know you can easily get it online at those two places and other places as well, or write to me. I love hearing from people, MauraOLeary.com. And if you do write and ask for my book, I send it to you in the mail with a signed copy and a beautiful angel feather in it.
Really?
So think about that for the holiday season. And I'm hoping, Devra, in the new year, my new year resolution is to get going on book number two. So,
that's great.
Yeah.
Anything for the listeners? Any finishing points that you might want to leave the listeners in their life?
Right. I hope that they have been inspired by what I've talked about, and it's opened them up more to the possibility of how the angels are around you every day. I ask that you open yourself up to all that possibility and love and trust in them. Ask them. You can ask as many questions, as many things as you want. They're right there to help you out. And please know you are love from above every day.
Oh, thank you so much, Maura, for that. That's so uplifting, especially around this time of year. It's just wonderful.
Thank you.
Maura, thank you for sharing your experiences and wisdom with us, and I'm so glad we had this time together.
I'm so glad, too.
Now, to reach Maura and to find out about her wonderful work, please visit her website at MauraOLeary.com. MauraOLeary.com. And then for our show, my show, you can get a sample of fabulous anti-aging products for those of you who are ready to take the next step in making a great transformation, not just on the inside, but the outside as well. Simply write to me at info@devralaval.com, and I'll tell you how. I'm sure you'll love them, because personally I found them to be pretty good. So let go for it. And remember to like this show on my Dream Visions homepage, and do share this show with whomever you feel might benefit from these wonderfully helpful insights and tools to better understand the world that we live in. One more last thing, the show can be accessed and listened to again in the archives soon. And thank you for tuning in, sending you all my love. This is Deborah Lavelle, and see you again soon. And thank you more.
Please join Deborah next time as she delves ever deeper into how living in quantum love can free you from the chains of limited concepts we've been taught all our lives. Deborah's personal experiences, along with her enlightened guests, will chip away at what keeps us separate from the truth of who we are. Living in Quantum Love on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, every Thursday at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time by going to dreamvision7radio.com. Visit Deborah Lavelle, Master Spiritual Coach, at deborahlavelle.com. That's deverahlavelle.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.